Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. We are going to discuss the Turner Classic Movies Film Festival, which just had its 10th year. This is part two. I finished the last one by saying the good thing about TCM is it is a festival for the fans. It's put on by movie fans. These people at TCM, the festival, the events, it's so wonderful. It's like movie lover heaven. Now, regular film festivals have that, but some understand the bottom line. Filmmakers have to find a deal, get notice, sell their film, network, get their voice out there. This one, the films are, it's hard to think, do the right things, 30 years old. I'm only 40. 89 is about as, to Butch and Sundance, 69, that's 50 years old. So this is what was cool about this year. Programming, phenomenal. Always good. This was the year where I looked at the program. And first of all, let me say, I'm going to talk about some films that are controversial. I'm going to talk about the stuff. I obviously didn't get to see everything I wanted to see, but you got to find these films. Some of them you got to pay the $2 or $3 to rent. They're not on any of the Prime channels or HBO, Cinemax, all that. It's a tough thing about streaming. Can't have it all. Anyways, Turner Classic Movies, the best part is that it's just fellow fans. I remember going there 2 or 3 years ago, and in the least condescending way, I say this, I was 35 or 36. This kid was like 18 or 17, and he was just schooling me about Mel Brooks. I mean, it was just, again, all the opinions of the show and anything I say is not censored, does not reflect Turner Classic Movies or the filmmakers. This guy was just schooling me like a motherfucker, and I use that as an enduring term, like the old school guys. Wow, it was just crazy. So as you go through this, the cool thing, okay, this wasn't cool, but my mom saw the program and went, oh, The Bad Seed. I'm so afraid of that movie. I'm still afraid of that movie. That movie came out when I was a little girl. So that's what's also kind of cool about this, a film that was completely pivotal. Whether it was Butch and Sundance, that's awesome, or Do the Right Thing for me. Spike Lee, so famous now again, of course, for Black Klansman. I'm not old enough to talk like, oh, Spike Lee way back in the yonder years. He just won an Oscar for writing Black Klansman. Of course, Spike had to be controversial and gripe he didn't win Best Picture, but hey, he wouldn't be Spike if he wasn't griping, and that's the reason why I'm influenced by him. Not to gripe, but just to get out there, have your voice. Spike's Do the Right Thing is a landmark film. Racial tensions building in Brooklyn. It begs the question of, is life or property more important? It is just ahead of its time. I can say that it's a film that kept me from being racist, aside from, obviously, my parents and my upbringing. Some other great, there's so much great stuff in here. I could do a 1 hour show. I'm going to do one more show where I'll review a couple of films. But I want to mention Sidney Poitier. Mr. Poitier, we are so lucky to still have him. I had thought when I saw that they were showing The Defiant Ones, and I have to go through here. I want to say Patch of Blue was shown. A Patch of Blue. And A Raisin in the Sun, and I thought, oh, shit, Sidney Poitier is going to be there. And I don't know that he was because I wasn't at every screening and every event, but he's the one celebrity I would stop. He's the one person I would let security tell me stay away. He probably just never goes outside for that reason, but it's because he's Sidney. A Raisin in the Sun. We'll put that on the list for the review podcast. The original Ocean's 11, now they've gotten to Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, the Clooney, Brad Pitt versions, and Ocean's 8. It wasn't bad because it was women. It was just a bad movie. Ocean's 12 sucks, and it was directed by Steven Soderbergh. So the original Ocean's 11, of course, the iconic coolness of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., they tried to replicate that with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. And I remember going on a date to see the new Ocean's 11 in 2000. And I thought I was the coolest shit in town because I was with a beautiful, gorgeous model. who's now my best friend, so I'm not talking disrespectfully. And I thought, well, I want to be this cool. I want to have suits, and I want to hang out with beautiful women, and I want to just chill. So Ocean's 11. Again, here's two other films I'm going to save for the review episode, the review podcast. From 1994, The Shawshank Redemption. Wonderful transformative years in film for me. A Few Good Men. So many different things. The Fugitive. That'll bring me to Sleepless in Seattle for 1993. I did talk about in the other podcast. They showed, you know, some stuff I talked about on the video podcast. I don't mean if I repeated it, but again, When Harry Met Sally, that is one I'd love to review because so many things I didn't understand about life in 89 when that came out. So Raisin in the Sun, Sydney, Come Back for When Harry Met Sally. What else? I get so running my yap excited. Shawshank Redemption, a movie that brings me to tears like a little baby. I'm not ashamed to say it. I could see it tomorrow. I've seen it 50, 60 times, and I'd weep. It's just about true friendship and that love that you can have. This movie happens to be about men, but it's, again, it's not a prison movie. People that skip that movie because it's a prison movie, you got to see it. So I'm going to cut it off there so you guys come back for episode 3, which is going to be some reviews and some just personal stories that I've experienced at TCM over the years. Thanks so much, everyone. Aloha.